This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show.
That's a great song. Is that what is that guy? Who is that?
Bastille.
Bastille! I was, you know what I had on the tip of my tongue was bastard. I was sitting there trying to figure out, it can't be that. I know it's not that.
Oh,
I love that kid's voice. He's really good.
Yeah, that's a good song.
What's the name of it?
Surviving.
Okay. And that's what we're all doing, and many of us do it with coffee. That's our sponsor for the Celebrity Trash this morning is coffee. It's National Coffee Day. Nicole apparently is, you know, she's desperate now to just come up with something interesting for these sponsorships. It's fantastic. Let's face it, mornings do not work without a hot cup of coffee. Make sure you get a cup of Joe from your favorite coffee spot or brew one up at home for National Coffee Day. Coffee. I just refilled my cup.
Also, know when to say when.
I don't know. As long as it happens before noon, I feel like, how can that possibly affect my sleep? I just don't. Just don't know.
All right.
We'll start with Dave Chappelle.
I love him.
Dave has been doing a whole series of shows. They're called the Intimate Socially Distanced Comedy Shows.
You're booing yourself.
You are booing yourself. he was in, so he had a series of these ready to go because he can't have the giant crowd that he would. I mean, he still gets quite a few people, but if you've watched any video of these, they do a pretty good job. They're checking temperatures as people come in. Everyone is relegated to their own small area that's distanced from any other party that's there.
Okay.
And they, you know, and he's far back and he's, it's all outdoors, that kind of
thing. I haven't seen any of them. Have you?
Yeah, I watched one of them.
Okay.
It was, I think it was right around Juneteenth or maybe right after George Floyd. But it was, and it was great, and it was interesting because it wasn't all that funny, mostly because there was a lot of serious material to cover, but, you know, he makes it entertaining. So he's been doing these, and he had a series of them in Yellow Springs, Ohio. Hmm. I've never heard of Yellow Springs, but it's a town.
If you remember, and I don't know what his life is like today, but he's had a farm in Ohio forever. That's where him and his wife live. He had that farm, I think, back when we knew him. He lived in Ohio. He's lived there forever, and he even talks about it in his show. So he's known to be an Ohioan, whether or not.
Maybe, you know, this is close to home for him.
Yeah, maybe that's the case. I'm not sure.
Right. So I don't, because I don't know if he's touring this thing around. It seems like it would be difficult to do that, even with a small group, although I suppose if they had their own transportation, they'd be pretty much isolated. Anyway, the problem is that COVID is around,
right?
And it'll get you sooner or later. So his series of intimately socially distanced shows in Yellow Springs have been shut down. One of the recurring performers has come down with COVID-19. They're not saying who. However, some of the recurring names are Chris Rock, David Letterman, Jon Stewart, Tiffany Haddish, Michael Che, Sarah Silverman, Louis C.K., Michelle Wolf, who we actually recently had on our show. And the deal is that whoever it was that came and apparently found out after they left that they had it may have transmitted it to other people. They've just had to shut it down. I'm sure it'll resume. Or I'm not sure about that. Maybe it won't resume and this will be The guy's, it's not like he needs the money. I'm sure it's a boredom thing. Anyway, this past Friday show was canceled just hours before start time, and four remaining shows have been axed out of an overabundance of caution. So there's no word on who got the coronavirus. They're actually saying on this page six story that it's none of those people. It's not any of these people I've mentioned. Those are just some of the people who've done the show. This was, but I suppose if you looked at who was supposed to perform at this past Friday show, that might be an indicator. So Dave Chappelle's intimate socially distanced comedy shows in Yellow Springs have been shut down at least for the time being. Carol Baskin killed her husband. And her career on Dancing with the Stars is as dead as her ex-husband. Hilarious. She was eliminated from Dancing with the Stars last night, which is only surprising because she wasn't the first to go. That was former NBA star Charles Oakley, who was axed last week. At the end of the episode, Tyra Banks announced that Carol and NH were in the bottom two. So funny, NH is doing this. And the three judges decided to save Anne. Carol was also in the bottom two last week, but she was saved that time. After the verdict, she said, "My husband is going to be so happy I'm coming home." All you cool cats and kittens. And by the way, she's talking about the one who's alive, her husband, Howard. Everyone knows by now that I think he might have even been her second husband, Don Lewis. Didn't she have some husband that she had just left?
She was,
isn't that the story?
The story is she was, and I watched this whole series. I think it's disgusting, and I won't watch the next series. It doesn't matter to me how popular it is. I'm done with it. But the story was she had run out of her husband. He was abusive and mean, and she was walking down the street crying, and this man pulls up. And says, "Jump in.
Will you marry me?"
And gets in the truck with her, and that's her next husband. That guy who picked her up the night she left this dude is the guy she went on to marry, and he later died.
Killed her husband. Whacked.
I don't know that, but that's, he is dead. Yes.
Well, he's at least missing. Maybe he's a hermit and lives on a mountaintop with a 100-foot-long beard, and he's perfectly happy.
Maybe.
That's possible. If that's the truth, he needs to come out of hiding just for a minute, just to, you know, this poor woman, if he's really alive and she didn't kill him, come on out and say so.
Yeah, that would be pretty mean, wouldn't it?
It would be, yeah. Oh, that bitch is taking the fall.
Something tells me that that's not the case, though.
Yeah. Yep, I'm with you. So I would like to point out, though, that it's good that they got rid of her now, because I don't know how many cat-themed dances she had in her. I mean, they started with Eye of the Tiger, and then last night she did The Circle of Life.
Oh, right.
From The Lion King. And by the way, you know, many of these dancers, they wear the skimpiest of outfits, and they're showing all kinds of, I mean, boy, oh boy, racy little outfits. She wound up looking like the Cowardly Lion. Here she is in her full-body lion outfit, with tail and mane and makeup on her face that gave her the, you know, the same jowls that guy had. I mean,
well, she's doing her thing. I don't know. I mean, I don't like this show. I'm not going to watch it, but I do think, I'm sure people loved it, right?
They didn't. In fact, the internet has gone wild talking about how really she just stood still and that guy danced around her.
Well,
as I'm watching this particular,
she's not a spring chicken.
She's not. That is true. Spring being the opposite word. The what's the word I'm looking for?
Operative.
The operative. The opposite. She is the opposite of springy.
The judge's reaction here?
Yes, it's they.
I actually have never ever seen a samba like this one. Look, I don't know where to begin, but I mean, if you were dancing with a Brooklyn Bridge, you could get more bounce, you know.
It almost sounded like he was going to compliment her, but
right?
Yeah, nope, he didn't like it, and he gave her a 3. By the way, I think what do they have? 3 judges on there? I'm not sure how many judges there are, but she got a 12. So she's, you know, which is terrible. And
loser.
And if you would like to, you can go on and read all the comments that people are doing on Twitter. There's a whole thread about Carol Baskin and how she just stood there and thank God she's gone. And what are these people going to talk about now?
Tyra
Banks. Anyway, what's that?
Tyra Banks on the show.
Warming up to her, or is that not gonna? Is that not going over?
It's not, not yet. But people will accept it, right? And the show will
or not.
I mean, you know, or it'll just go away. Poor Tyra. She's nice.
I never liked the show. I don't know how it's made it this far. So. Mm-mm.
I've watched a few episodes of it, and there have been people on it that I'm like, oh, I'm interested to see that person, but I can't watch a show about dancing. I guess it's a shortcoming of mine. I'm just not interested.
Social media is all over her, though. They're, like, making fun of her.
Oh, yeah.
It's pretty cool memes.
Delicious. I mean, it's really funny.
Let me see if I can show you one of these.
Oh, sure. Let's see what we got here.
All right.
And since this is hopefully the last time we ever talk about Carole Baskin... Oh, there they are. They're doing the circle of life, but the guy throws her off the top.
You see that?
He doesn't just hold her up. He hucks her.
This is what y'all need to do with Carole Baskin is what it says.
Oh.
Yikes.
Boom.
There goes the baby.
Bye-bye, Carol. And maybe that's the last time we ever talk about her.
Well, no. Didn't you say they're going to have another Tiger King?
I thought that, oh, you're right.
I thought you said they're already making another Tiger King. I bet you footage from this dancing show will be in there, right?
Truthfully, I'm not I know that there's a Nicolas Cage one, but it's a drama about him becoming Joe Exotic. It stands to reason that they would try to scrape up any footage that they can get. And I mean, it was huge. That was a huge thing for Netflix. When we first got into quarantine, it was must-see TV. Mm-hmm. We all sat and watched that piece of poo and felt tricked at the end. Like, wait, what? They didn't save all the tigers? That lady killed her husband? Remember, every week there was some new crazy-ass thing. Here's something crazy-ass for you. Elon Musk is in the news today.
Yes, he is.
He says that he and his family will not get a coronavirus vaccine when it becomes available. We're not getting that. He was on some podcast yesterday. He said he believes he and his kids aren't at risk of contracting the coronavirus and therefore have no plans to be vaccinated. Maybe because he just doesn't plan to ever leave his house again, but he's out in the world doing things. So,
you know, I actually was thinking about this the other day for myself. I'm not going to be in a rush to take it because we won't get to go back to... It's not like if I take it, I can come right back to work and we can start doing our show in the studio.
Right.
We've already been told that studio is being dismantled and we're moving somewhere else. So, okay, then what's the rush?
Right. Why wait in a line with other people who might give you coronavirus?
Right. So I will do it, though, because eventually we will need to go back out into life. And I look forward to that. But
well, Vinny,
now,
as you know, famous people and rich people, they don't have to wait in lines and they can get, you know, so if Elon Musk wanted this, he 100% could get it. And in fact, I'll bet you he could procure what he needed for everyone that works in his factories and probably will. But he feels that he doesn't need to. He says, while there is no evidence that he and his family are any less susceptible than anyone else, he basically says children are essentially immune to it. He also says he believes he had the disease in January before the known spread to the U.S. He's been outspoken about the coronavirus crisis. And he goes on to talk about all this, you know, bitching and moaning. And he, of course, forced everyone to go back to work. So we all know where he stands. So I'm not calling him a Carole Baskin where we're not going to see him anymore, but because we will see him. But enough about that. Pierce Brosnan will make a lot of money if he gets anywhere near what he's asking for his dramatic Malibu compound. It's a big ass place on a
is
big
ass
lot.
Is he in the hills or on the beach?
No, he's on the beach, about 117 feet of beach. He bought a lot for $5.1 million and bought another one next door for $2.25 million. So altogether, it's about an acre.
Dang.
And
right
on
there
this,
on the sand.
Yep, right. In fact, the yard is sand. It's
right.
It's amazing how, because you'd think with an acre, he'd have some setback. And I mean, maybe there is some lawn. I don't know. I didn't look at the overheads. In fact, I had a hard time finding pictures of the place at all this morning. But of course, I looked. It's a mammoth price tag. It makes it the eighth priciest home currently on the market in L.A. He wants $100 million for it. So he invested about $7 million in the land. I'm sure he spared no expense building this place. But the turnaround has to, there it is. That's it's just beach. I mean,
Wait, you walk. Is that the ocean in the front?
No, that's the beach.
I can't see what I'm looking at.
So it, in the far front is some kind of. Oh,
there's
look,
the
you
beach.
Found some.
There's the ocean.
Oh, look at you
look
go.
At that, dude.
So you walk down to the beach. It is.
The house that James Bond built. Look at that.
No doubt, right? So it's five. It's an enormous house. It only has five bedrooms. But it does have 14 bathrooms. So no one will ever want for that. I really got to go. All right, there's four bathrooms right down this hall. Go. It's a little more than an acre, two homes that combine for five bedrooms and 14 bathrooms. They say past a pair of carved teak gates, the verdant grounds are filled with palm trees, tropical flowers, flagstone courtyards, and wraparound lanais. It's known as Orchid House, Ben.
Oh, look at that. The
place does
Jesus.
Not suck. Look at it. It's gorgeous. On the main level, there's a great room, a kitchen with caramel-colored counters, a theater with tiered seating, and a music room recording studio. The spa adds two saunas, a steam room, a Japanese soaking tub, a cold plunge, and a shower. The second story has a library, a balcony overlooking the courtyard, and an owner's suite with a sitting area and expansive deck. So it's freaking beautiful.
I don't even know where that spot in Malibu could be. A lot of the Malibu beach property is right there off the road.
Yeah.
And you actually have to kind of stop traffic to turn into those places that are right there on the beach.
Oh, look at that. Yeah.
Nobody's got anything that big. That is spectacular.
It's got to be further down because you're right. Is there any way to see how close that sits to the road, Bryn? Because the PCH
is
the. Maybe it's one of those things.
You see that?
Off
the road up here?
Yeah, that's
oh,
it.
Oh, that right. looks further.
Yeah, that's
down.
That's a different spot than I'm. That's in my head.
Yeah,
but good for him. Good for whoever buys it. That's amazing. That's like
if you've got $100 million, which I'm sure he won't get $100 million. But even if
why
he gets
are
close,
you sure of that? I mean,
I don't know
who's you. Yeah, that's look.
You're
at
right.
That.
Someone could, I suppose, some rich
look
ass
at that
person. Everything's
look
something
his
ass today.
His neighbors are balling too.
Look at that place. It looks like a hangar. For God's sake, I'd be pretty pissed if someone built that right next to my house. That thing is. I can't even tell what that is. It looks like
where,
a...
Where, here?
Yeah, it looks like a giant jumpy house.
No, it's a giant house is what it is. You see it?
Yeah, you're just looking at that part that sticks up. The house continues
yeah, that
on
is,
the other side of it.
I'd be pretty mad if I was living... Look at the two mansions on either side. Look, are dwarfed by comparison.
Oh, that's not all one property. Is that what you're saying?
It looks like that's one house between the two other
okay.
houses.
Yeah, I don't
but
know.
Maybe it is, Ben. I don't see property lines.
Anyway, good for Pierce Brosnan. You know, there's no way in hell Remington Steele bought that for him. That's a 007 house.
It does seem
damn,
that way.
Dude.
Prince Harry and Meghan. I'll leave you with this. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. This is rich, and they are too. You know, they signed a $150 million deal with Netflix to do TV that matters to them and promote the things that they care about. And it looks like they're going to be doing a reality show.
Oh. Nah.
They will allow Netflix cameras to follow them for 3 months in a, quote, tasteful documentary as they go about their new life in ritzy Montecito, California. And then someone... It says, at what point does the penny drop that she came over here, took our prince, and now Mrs. Privacy is making $150 million fly-on-the-wall documentary where every part of their lives is going to be filmed? Damn! How dare she? So we can have that to look forward to. I'll watch it.
You will?
My kind of TV, baby.
All right.
The Royals-ish. They're actually
saying,
do you
like her?
Now, yeah, I like her. She's
okay.
Fun. And I like him, too. And plus, it's so exciting that they fled. They're saying now that they may have to give up their his and her Royal Highness titles. I'm sure they give a rat's ass at this point. Like, okay, thank you, Buckingham Palace. I'm pretty sure these guys don't care. They're just
they
done with you.
Stay together.
That would be a good thing, Vin, considering all that she's made him give up.
She's maybe dismantled the dude's anyway. Life. Someone wrote in, though, when we talked about it, that he wanted out and this was his ticket out. So I don't know anything about the Royals. Just what you tell me is what I know. But I do know he undid everything that he is in order to be with her. So
for love.
Yikes.
All right, what's coming up in the news?
Are you smarter than a fifth grader?
Probably not.
And I'll get to that scary school teacher story that lost his job these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.